grateful that so many friends of Indiana and friends of Jane Owen made the effort to be with us today. For those of you who came from New Harmony or Southwest Indiana, be assured that one day before too long, that drive won't take quite as long as it does right now. But for today, we know you made a very special effort, and you will be specially rewarded. Please, if you will, welcome Bishop Catherine Wainick from the Diocese of Indianapolis for our invocation.
Let us pray. Most gracious God, you are the source of all that is true and lovely and beautiful and life-giving. And it is right and good that we set aside times to offer you our thanks for those people among us who provide examples of the best that you offer in human life. Today we thank you especially for all that the life of Jane Laffer Owen has brought to us, who have been fortunate to journey with her. We know that this award is given to persons of virtue, and we thank you that in Jane's life the virtues of both gratitude and generosity have flourished and flowered. We thank you for the many ways in which we have been beneficiaries of your graces through her generosity. And we ask that in this time you give us a sense of the blessing of your favor, which Jane so obviously carries with her. We ask these things for the sake of your love. Amen.
The author, Alex Haley, once urged us all, in every way we can, to find the good and praise it. It's a good rule of life, and if anything, it's maybe carried to excess in some places these days, in a world of instant celebrities, seemingly nightly awards programs. There's no shortage of people being praised. We also, however, live in a world in which some folks seem so eager to belittle, to denigrate, or in one usage, to deconstruct the lives of people who have strived and tried to achieve great things. We also all too often see a world of people who have achieved, have succeeded, but whom you would not, for various reasons, want your children to emulate. 2 years ago, I was alerted by former Governor Ed Whitcomb, who was going to be here today but for an illness, and he called yesterday to express his regrets, to the existence, dormant for many, many years, of both a designation and actually a bank account bearing the name of the Sachems, a term from our heritage bespeaking wisdom and grace and courage, which he had given birth to, but which had been allowed to lapse. And after some period of time, I returned my thoughts to this opportunity, and I sought the governor's agreement and approval and permission to revive the Sachem, but in a different form than it had originally been intended. And as you can read, my thought was that it might be a good moment in Indiana to lift up people of uniqueness in two dimensions. And the sachem is to be given to not more than one person per year, and not necessarily even to one. People who unmistakably and uniquely represent the best among us in two planes, excellence and virtue, which your dictionary defines as moral excellence. Our honoree today studied under the great theologian Paul Tillich. He came to rest finally in the beautiful place of New Harmony that all Hoosiers love and revere. Professor Tillich once wrote, "I hope for the day when we can speak again of God without embarrassment. I hope the day is here and will remain forever in Indiana where we can speak of virtue and goodness without embarrassment." The Sachem Award makes certain presumptions. It presumes a conviction that while we are all equal in many ways under the law and the eyes of God, not all of us are equal in the lives we lead. A conviction that while many things in this world are relative, not everything is relative. Not all behavior is relative. We may not always be certain what behavior is best, but we are certain that some behaviors, some ways of leading one's life are better than others. And we know that it is our duty as human beings to strive to find the best way. I don't know a better way to try to lead a better life than to study those and recognize those like today's honoree who are the best among us. You hear the phrases all so often these days, the good life. Life is good. Too often people using those words, I think, are talking about the wrong things. When I think about the good life, I don't think it means the amount of material plenty one has amassed. I don't think it means the quantity of fun one has enjoyed over the course of a lifetime. Macaulay taught us that the measure of a person's character is what he would do if he knew for certain he would never be found out. So when we look for sachems, we look for people who meet that test. People who can answer positively questions like, how did you conduct yourself when tempted? How did you conduct yourself when pressured? How did you treat those around you? Especially, how did you treat those less fortunate? What did you do with the blessings God gave you? A sachem, to me, is a person who meets those tests and meets them uniquely well. Coach John Wooden, Father Theodore Hesburgh, and now in its third year, our beloved Jane Owen. To offer some reflections about this award, this honoree, and her place in the best traditions of the state of Indiana, please welcome from her own southwestern corner, Professor Donald Pitzer of the History Department at USI and Director of the Center for Communal Studies.
Governor Daniels, Mrs. Owen, honored guests and friends, it's a great privilege to be included in this Sachem Award ceremony and to be on the platform with our just-to-be-recognized sachem, Jane Blaffer Owen, a wise leader whose cultural, ecological, and humanitarian efforts have benefited the people and the environmental nature, the natural environment of Indiana, of the United States and the world. Consider with me how appropriate it is to cultivate and honor the qualities embodied in the Algonquin term sachem for worthy leaders, and also what it means to be a Hoosier, whether by birth, or by choice. Every time we say Indiana or Indianapolis or 100 other Hoosier place names, we commemorate our Native American heritage. We also recognize that at one time, the Native Americans were newcomers, transplants to this bountiful region. All were immigrants like the Algonquin peoples who stretched from Indiana to the Rocky Mountains and north to the Hudson Bay. All depended on trusted leaders, these leaders to guide them to safety, to survival, and to development. The most honored leaders among the Algonquins were given this honored title, Sachem, implying their vision, their grace, and wisdom. One such was Sachem Charles Parcherini, as we anglicize his name. Sachem Charles received his honored status after two large Algonquin tribes allied after 1615 for their own protection along the Ottawa River. Today, in recognizing the characteristics of a modern sachem in Jane Blaffer Owen, we perpetuate this ancient tradition. Regarding the term Hoosier, its origins and earliest meaning are lost in the mists of history, though not lost to perpetual debate. More important is that Hoosiers, however defined, have retained the sustaining and endearing values of their rural agricultural heritage, even as they and their state have embraced the faster-paced, urbanized, globalized advantages of industrial and information civilization. Hoosiers, with a few exceptions, have been known for their neighborliness, their straightforwardness, and their work-brickleness. The Hoosier spirit possesses almost a mystical magnetism that captures our hearts, inspires our dreams, and releases our creative energies, whether we are native-born or transplanted. This land, this Indiana, exudes a charm that has attracted innumerable newcomers. These became sons and daughters, some notable, some, a few, I should say, true sachems, like Mrs. Owen from the Lone Star State of Texas. Thomas and Nancy Lincoln brought their young son Abraham from Kentucky to become Honest Abe during his growing up years in southern Indiana. George Rapp brought 800 German separatists to found New Harmony in 1814 and await the second coming of Christ. Robert Owen came all the way from Scotland to buy the Rappite town and produce a model for remaking human character and saving humanity with education, science, and communities of equality. Owen's experiment attracted a host of America's leading scientists and educators, including America's first geologist, William McClure, and progressive Pestalozzian teachers, Joseph Neve and Marie Fratesio. On February 21st of this year, as Saizo Okamoto gave his farewell to Gibson County, after what he said had been the highlight of his career, serving as the top official at Toyota Motor Manufacturing Indiana, he concluded and confided, and I quote, "In my heart, I will always be a Hoosier." How many of you here can raise your hand with Mrs. Owen and me saying that I am a transplanted Hoosier? Thank you. I'd like to address our sachem-to-be and a sachem actually in reality for a long, long time. Sachem Jane Blaffer Owen, let us say to you that on this memorable day, when Governor Daniels and the state of Indiana recognize you with the state's highest honor, the Sachem Award, we recall how your character and contributions define the pinnacle of Hoosier ideals and leadership. Your name and your hats have become synonymous with the spirit of your beloved New Harmony on the Wabash. You, like its harmonist and Owenite founders, personify the insatiable striving for a better world for all humanity, a world that begins with the love of one individual and expands into the community, the state, the nation, and becomes the promised hope for peace on earth, goodwill toward men. In your realistic, practical, reform by the square inch quest for that better world, we have witnessed your courage, your generosity, your vision, your initiative, and your Hoosier stick-to-itiveness. We have felt the warmth of your personal empathy and kind assistance for your neighbors, friends, and family. We have participated in events, historical, social, architectural, religious events, geological, artistic, and musical events for which you were the principal benefactor. We have seen your green thumb and love of nature beautify a community, making New Harmony bloom like the scriptural golden rose of the harmonists, or maybe more accurately, of your favorite red geraniums and peonies. In total, you have restored historic New Harmony to the garden it once was. We have seen your economic enterprises revitalize the financial underpinnings and restorative potential of an irreplaceable Indiana town, a monument to the utopian dreams and communal experiments of immigrants to Indiana from Germany, Wales, Scotland, and England. We testify today to the wonder-working effects of your interest in and support of the arts and art to enrich the cultural opportunities in Indiana. We have experienced the emotions from pathos to pleasure in the sculpture, painting, poetry, and theatrical productions for which you have become the patron. We have stood in awe in both daylight and darkness beneath the broad canopy of sky that encompasses all worshipers in the open roofless church, and in the reverent covering of leaves that filter the sky as its light plays on the fountain of life in the garden you dedicated to the memory of your daughter, Carol. We have been reminded not only of New Harmony's religious heritage, but also that of Indiana and America as we strolled through Paul Tillich Park. We have meditatively walked your replica of the labyrinth of the Cathedral of Chartres. We have sadly contemplated the ravages of war and its utter worthlessness as we read the inscription below the arch you placed in front of the roofless church. It reads, quote, "This gateway is for all the innocent victims of war and oppression throughout the ages, and particularly for all the young who died too soon in this, the 20th century. We have renewed our spirits and bodies on the newly created Jane Blaffer and Kenneth Dale Owen Trail along the Wabash River. We have marveled at the House of Tomorrow you built to demonstrate an environmentally friendly home that reduces energy use as much as 70%. We have enjoyed your hospitality and unforgettable social and academic occasions made possible in the unique atmosphere of the Rapp Owen McClure Mansion and Rapp Owen Granary, which you and your late husband passionately rebuilt. During the renovation of the granary, you were said to have climbed the staircase, kicked off your shoes, and danced joyfully. In a tribute to the workmen you quoted George MacLeod as saying, where you have good thoughts, you have the Spirit of God. Where you have good craftsmanship, you have the hand of God. With the Sachem Award today, we recognize your exemplary leadership. In a world of discord, you, Jane Blaffer Owen, have led toward harmony. In a world of hate, you have led toward love. In a world of war, you have led toward peace. In a world of inhumanity, you have led toward humanitarianism. In a world of the material, you have led toward the spiritual. Our own dear Jane Blaffer Owen, your life of excellence and virtue continue to bring honor to Indiana. Your leadership demonstrates the wisdom, judgment, and grace implicit in the term Sachem, and in your receipt of the Sachem Award, the most prestigious recognition given by the state of Indiana, we give thanks that the Hoosier State captured your heart, your energies, and your lifelong contributions. For all you mean, for all you do and have done, we express our gratitude and congratulations and wish you continued Godspeed.
Dear Jane, your teacher, Paul Tillich, once wrote, "There is no love that does not become help." The love that just emanates from you in your every waking moment has brought help to so many of us in all the ways that Dr. Pitzer just mentioned and others. Paul wrote the church at Corinth in words we all remember, that the person who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, but the person who sows generously will reap most generously. And no one has sowed goodness in Indiana more generously than you. Today is a very, very small harvest in return for what you have meant to all the rest of us. Paul closes that chapter of 2 Corinthians by saying, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." And I think that's the way we all think of you, a gift beyond description. Congratulations, Jane Owen. Thank you for accepting the Sachem Award.
We are very humble. But I really have to meet this person they're describing. I really don't know who she is. But what I must say is simply this. I would not be here were it not, first of all, for my caring, supporting family. May I have some of you, please? My grandsons, my son-in-law, please stand. Please, thank you for putting up with me all these years. And then, of equal importance, are those comrades in arms who have helped me and sustained me throughout my years in New Harmony. Tish Mumford, stand up. Dear Claudia Elliott, Ken Schutte, Gary Gerard, all of my New Harmony, the Raps, stand up, Peggy and George, Connie. They left at 5 o'clock this morning. Ken Parker, come on, you all, my comrades in there, in New Harmony. Please, all of you, Jim Sanders, Darcy. You see, we are a loving community. We care about each other. We sometimes disagree, we sometimes fight, but we always have loved one another. And when I think of the Elliots and the Mumfords who came in the first quarter of the 19th century, and their descendants are not idiots. They're all alive and well and giving to this community. And Darling Judy, stand up, Judy. Oh, yes, Judy, you're part of us. You come all the time, and we love your husband. And Ray Hooks, stand up, son of Indiana University, one of the great coming universities of the world. I'm so proud and so grateful, and that's really all I want to say. I'm just representing those that have come before, those that are here, and colleagues and fellow workers, and loving our little village, which I hope will, the rest of the world will catch on to us, because we have something to give. Thank you, all of you, for coming, and especially my good governor. Normally, the place where the good, good governors go. And you are the good, good governor. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
This concludes our program. You're all, of course, most welcome to express your love and gratitude to Jane before we spirit her away to a little lunch in my office. Thank you all for coming.